NPR's Martin Kosty spent a few weeks this summer reporting from Berlin. While he was there, he discovered the city's retired airport, Tempelhof Field, now a public park. Martin sent us this audio postcard from a place he calls the most engaging historical site in Germany.
If you go to Tempelhof, you need a bike. Because remember, this used to be an airport. And if you're plodding along on foot, you're just going to feel stupid. The beauty of Tempelhof is its wide-open hugeness. The runways, especially, are best experienced on wheels.
I like going really fast so I can feel like an airplane.
Kids get this right away. Any wheels will do. Bike, skateboard, the guy on rollerblades pulled by the giant kite. And besides the simple thrill of rolling down these runways, there's the history to consider. These runways were part of the Berlin Airlift, the desperate effort in 1948 and 49 to keep West Berlin fed and supplied during a Soviet blockade.
For 10 whole months, a ceaseless stream of Allied aircraft landed in Berlin, where Germans, supervised by British Army personnel, eagerly unloaded the vital supplies.
History comes in layers here. There's the airport buildings, still recognizably Nazi in their stone pseudo-Roman style, the site of a forced labor camp during the war. Decades earlier, Germans launched airships here. And if you go way back to the 13th century, this was the home of the local Knights Templar, hence the name, Tempelhof. And German history is still being made here.
I'm Shafizada Parviz from Afghanistan. Since October 2015, I come to Tempelhof.
One corner of Tempelhof is now a temporary home for refugees. Shafizada was in one of the earliest groups. They stayed in the hangars. Now there are rows of modular houses for more recent arrivals.
For family, it's nice for four people. It has two small rooms and one kitchen. It's better than Angers.
It's a strange sight, people rollerblading past the modular home's front yards, where kids from Africa and the Middle East play and shout at each other in German. This while aromas of distinctly non-German cooking flowed out of their kitchens. These unexpected juxtapositions are what today's Tempelhof is all about.
All activities inside also have a map.
Shafizada has a part-time job at an information desk here, orienting visitors to the array of pastimes available at Tempelhof. There's the circus school, the giant kite flying, some kind of sport called Jüger involving padded medieval weapons, and then there's mini golf.
Mini golf. It's not mini golf, it's really hard golf.
It's hard golf?
Because they make something, it's not possible to play. Small hole, like high. I say to the people, it's not mini golf, it's impossible golf.
But it's okay, he says, to each his own. And that's the thing about Tempelhof.
No politics, no problems, only for enjoying. Everybody come from everywhere, and it's really my favorite place in Berlin.
Unlike the rest of the city, unlike the rest of the world right now, at Tempelhof, nobody seems put out by what somebody else is doing. There's room for anything and anybody. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Berlin.